The city of St. Petersburg currently guarantees a $15 minimum wage only to full-time city employees and part-time workers who have been on staff for at least 5 years. That policy was first enacted in 2015 with approval from City Council. But Mayor Ken Welch, who was sworn into office this January, says the city can do better. In a statement released Thursday, Welch said, "Everyone deserves to earn a living wage, whether they've been on the job for 5 years or 5 days. St. Petersburg led the way in 2015 to provide a $15 minimum wage, and it is time we extend that to all employees, regardless of tenure." Aaron Dietrich of the SEIU Florida Public Sector Union, which represents city workers, said this latest announcement from Welch is an encouraging step. In a statement, Dietrich said union members have been fighting for a $15 minimum wage in bargaining with the city as early as 2012. The latest policy change, set to go into effect April 1st, will increase pay for 211 workers employed by the city. According to Dietrich, this will mostly encompass parks and recreational employees, seasonal workers, and crossing guards. This pay bump from St. Petersburg is essentially fast-tracking a state minimum wage increase. It's expected to cost the city $218,000 for the current fiscal year. For WMNF, I'm McKenna Schuller.